6'3" of them. He'll be the biggest player on the floor. He plays for the Alton Comets. He steps into the center circle. He'll jump it up with Andrew Hambleton, and Hambleton wins the tip into the backcourt. Here come the Gainesville Bulldogs. Carter Wise will bring it into the front court, get the Alms. Alms on the left side now for McGee. McGee swings it around to the right side to Tabor. Tabor back out on top. Got it to Alms, going all the way to bucket, lays up and in. Wyatt Alms with the first 2 points of the night. Gainesville looks like they want to play fast. Alton with it. Ryland Steele coming the other way. Backs into the lane. Kicks it back out front. Now to Huckabee. Huckabee with a dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Leads it off in the right corner to Cockrum. Marcus trying to go inside. Has the ball knocked away and out of bounds. Just over 30 seconds gone by here in the first quarter. Alton and Gainesville. Alton will inbound on the baseline. Landon Huckabee will trigger it in. Looking for somebody open. Gets it in to Corey Miller. Miller out on the wing, swings around the horn. Now to Ryland Steele in the lane. Ryland has it poked away, gets it right back. Alton will reset. Got it over to Wayland. Wayland on the right side, gives to Huckabee. Landon puts it on the floor into the lane. Jump stop, kicks it back out to Wayland around the three-point line. Doesn't take the shot. Alton taking their time here. Now they go inside to Cockrum off the Corey Miller. Baseline jumper is up, no good. Rebound, Ryland Steele came out of there with it for the Alton Comets. He'll give out to Cockrum for three, off the front of the rim, and the rebound off to the Gainesville Bulldogs. Easton McGee got it. He brings it up the floor for the Dogs. They've already got a 2-0 lead. They've got the ball. Alms with it out top. Works it to the left side of the free throw circle. Gives off to Wise. Wise into the lane. Now has to get rid of it and get out of there before the 3 seconds. Now the ball going in the right corner for McGee. McGee has his pass stolen by Ryland Steele. Ryland drives for the layup and scores. Ryland Steele, the first 2 points of the day for the Alton Comets. We're tied at 2. Alton picking up at a half-court defense. What Gainesville goes around it, got it off to a Tabor, who drives the baseline and has the ball pop out on him. Thing was all but in the cylinder and popped out. So Alton's got it back. Gainesville back in the 2-3 defense. Alton working on a perimeter. Watch as they pass through the lane. Nobody open. Cockrum now puts it on the floor. Looking at Miller at the high post. Couldn't get him the ball. Now they go down low to Miller. Long pass. Had it poked away, but he gets it right back and gives to Ryland Steele. Steele out around the three-point line. Looking to make a move. No. Gives it up to Huckabee. Right side of the free throw circle. Now moves into the lane. Down the left side. Forces up a shot. That is blocked. And will go out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. And we actually got a foul called on the drive. So Huckabee will go to the free throw line. Foul on number 22, Garrett Tabor. That'll be the first of the afternoon on Gainesville. Goes on Tabor. Huckabee at the free throw line. Shoot two. First one is up and good. Landon Huckabee, the Alton Comet senior, wearing a white uniform trimmed in the blue and gold. Now the free throw for the senior guard. This one is good. Got the bounce. So Huckabee with two. Alton out to a 4-2 lead. Just underway here for the first round of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Gainesville breaks the Comet press, got the ball down to Tabor. Tabor with a shot, no good. Rebound, Ryland Steele. Ryland races up the floor, the one-on-two, going to the rack, is going to get fouled as he goes up for the shot. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two, and that may be Tabor again, number 22. Actually, it's on number 11 this time. That is Carter Wise. The Wise call for the foul. And Ryland Steele to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. First one is short. But Ryland leaves it a little bit short. Have an opportunity to add to the lead here. Alton will go up by three early. Just underway. First round action from Kabul. This one is good. So Ryland Steele with 3 points. Alton now a little 2-2-1 zone press in the full court. Gainesville inbounds it. They work up to Wise. Wise got it across the timeline to Hambleton. Hambleton leaves it for Alms. He holds it out on the wing. Long pass in the corner. 3-point shot is up, and it's good. Number 23, McGee. Easton McGee hits a three for the Gainesville Bulldogs. Hey, that rhymed. Easton McGee hit a three. Here comes Alton the other way. Landon Huckley into the lane. Kicks it back out to Steele for three. That one's short. Miller with a rebound. Couldn't follow it up. And the rebound gets on the floor. Ryland Steele's got it. Back to the hole he goes and scores. Ryland Steele working hard early. The senior's got five. Gainesville breaks the press, takes it all the way down to the baseline. Got it inside for Hambleton, and Hambleton is tied up. It'll be a jump ball, and the possession belongs to the Alton Comets. Don't think the Gainesville coach agreed with that one very much. Could have been a charge, could have been a blocking foul. They called the hell ball. Probably a good decision. Here comes Alton. Ryland Steele goes around Alms all the way to the bucket down the right side of the lane. Couldn't hit the floater and gains the loss of the rebound. Quick up the floor. McGee got it inside to Hamilton. His pass is going to be tipped and controlled by Marcus Cockrum for the Alton Comets. 7-5, Alton on top with the basketball. Cockrum on top. Feeds it over to Landon Huckabee. Huckabee moves to the free throw line down the right side of the lane. Dishes it out in the corner to Cockrum. Cockrum, a sharpshooter from the perimeter, gives it out to Whalen. Now Steele. Ryland on top to Huckabee. And he's looking to the high post, looking for a screen. Moves to the elbow. Fires a jumper. That one is off the mark. And the rebound is going to be a foul on Marcus Cockrum. Marcus tried to get up and punch that ball back up at the rim, and he was over the back of Hamilton. And the foul on Marcus to be his first of the afternoon. And the first foul on the Alton Comets. Again, Alton with a 2-2-1 zone press. Gainesville working up to Alms. Alms will bounce it across the timeline to Wise. Wise handles on the left side wing. Going down to the corner, now punches it inside. On the nice play to Hamilton for the bucket. Hamilton caught it in the low blocks, made a good power move, spinning to his left, and put it up over the rim. We're tied at 7, 3:40 to go. Alton with it in the half-court set. Cockrum outside to Huckabee. Landon going to the hole, lays it up, no, gets his own rebound back up, and he's going to get fouled on the second go-around. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul on the Gainesville Bulldogs on number 35. That is Hamilton. Hamilton, his first, his team foul number three on Gainesville. First free throw for Landon. Huckabee is up off the rim, no good. Bounces off the left side. He'll shoot another one, trying to break the tie. And a couple of substitutions for Gainesville. John Harmons will check in place of Tabor. And Alms will check out. And who, number 21, checked in. That is Robotham, Graydon Robotham. Second free throw for Huckabee is no good, and Hamilton yanks down the rebound for Gainesville. There come the Dogs, tied at 7. Alton will double-team as the ball comes across the timeline, and the Gainesville gets away from it. Got the ball out front to McGee. McGee down the left side of the lane, pulls up, 12-foot jumpers off the back iron, no good. Rebound controlled by the Comets. There's Marcus Cockrum going on a fly down the court. His shot is blocked, but a foul going to be called on the Gainesville Bulldogs. Number 11, Carter Wise, will pick up his... No! No, they called that one on number 23, Easton McGee. Easton McGee called for the foul. I thought it was Wise, but they say McGee. And Cockrum goes to the free throw line, will shoot two. First one is up and good for Marcus. Cockrum with his first point of the game, and the Comets break the tie. By the way, Rivers Haddock and Cole Trantham have checked in for Alton in place of Huckabee. And who? Second free throw is good for Cockrum and Wayland. Cole Trantham in. Gainesville working the full court, working against the full court pressure, and they bring the ball into the front court. Down the right side, line pass into the corner, deflected and now stolen by Ryland Steele. Ryland off, it's a 3-on-2, Steele all the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. Ryland's got 7. Cockrum almost steals the inbound pass for Alton. Gainesville coming the other way with numbers. Got it into the lane to Hamilton. Hamilton dribbles it back outside, now curls around to the bucket, misses the shot. Rebound, Robotham, and he has it taken away. Loose ball on the floor, picked up by Marcus Cockrum. Alton up by 4, 2:27 to go in the first quarter here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Alton will slow it down a little bit, get into the half-court set. Ball goes right side to Haddock. Haddock over to Cole Trantham. Cole, really good shooter, moves in the lane, feeds it to Corey Miller. Miller back out to Ryland Steele. Ryland into the lane, puts a shot up, and count it! Lost his footing, but he still got it up over the front of the rim. He's got 9 in the first quarter, and Gainesville wants a timeout. 13-6. Alton Comets with a lead. 2 minutes to go in the first. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals and pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, back here at the Camille Holiday Tournament, you know, we got a lot of basketball going on around the Ozarks Holiday Tournament. The Mountain Grove Girls Tournament is underway today. You've got word the Liberty Lady Eagles are up 33-5 with 5.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Wow. Here comes Gainesville with a basketball. Dogs are working up near midcourt. Alton now picking up on a half-court trap. Ball goes to Harmons. Harmons gets it to McGee. Steps it across the timeline. Gainesville working this Comet defense, which has been really good here early. Alton leads it 13-7. Gainesville working on the perimeter. Got it to Wise. Wise holds it there, takes it into the middle of the lane, jump stop, puts it up. Now they're going to say no foul on the floor. Foul on the floor, and it'll go against the Alton Comets. Number, well, we'll check on it. See here, number five, that is River Haddock. Haddock called for the foul, non-shooting foul. Gainesville will inbound down along the baseline. Bulldogs will get it in out front to Wise. Wise will back it out. Outside the three-point line on the right side, feeds it down in the corner to McGee. McGee to Hambleton at the high post, down the left side of the lane. Count it, and a foul. Well, I think it's going to be on Corey Miller, number 11. And, yep, Corey Miller called for the foul will be his first of the afternoon. Just a second team foul against the Alton Comets. And Hambleton gets credit for the bucket, makes it 13-9, and will shoot one shot after the Bulldogs make some substitutions. Wise coming off the floor. Number 10, Alms, is back out there. And number three, getting ready to check in, Camden Evans, in place of Hambleton. And the free throw is no good. Hambleton says, I don't want to come off the floor. I'll miss the free throw. Alton with it. Here's Huckabee moving into the lane. Pull up, jumper, no. Landon gets his own rebound. Can't follow it up again. And the ball taken by Gainesville. Here come the Dogs. Number 23, McGee. Got to Hambleton at the high post. Kicks it back outside. Long three-point shot is up, and it's good. Number 10, Wyatt Alms with the three. He's got 5 points in the game. And that's a one-point game with a minute to go in the first quarter. Alton with the lead and the ball. Will they hold for the final shot of the period? We'll find out. Nope. Trantham's going to shoot the three. It's high up off the rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Gainesville. Here comes John Harmons up the floor in a hurry. Leads off to McGee, into the lane. No, he's going to get held as he made the move toward the bucket. Foul will be on number five, River Haddock. That'll be foul number two on River. And non-shooting foul, just the fourth team foul on the Alton Comets. Gainesville will inbound it down along the baseline to the right side of the bucket. Chance to take a lead here for Gainesville. They can convert this possession into points. Looking in the middle, nobody open. Got out to Alms. Alms dumping it down inside now to Hambleton, and he traveled with the ball. Yes, he did. Officials caught it. Got to make a power move. And here's Ryland Steele out of the game now. River Haddock will actually Ryland Steele in. And Dylan Whalen back in the game. And Cockrum and Haddock go out for Alton. 39 seconds to play in the first quarter. Alton up by one with the ball. They're going to hold this thing for the final shot of the period. 32 seconds as Huckabee brings it across the timeline. Gives to Cole Trantham. Well, I thought they were going to hold it. Ryland Steele going right to the bucket. He draws another foul. That'll be number 10. Wyatt Alms called for that one. And Ryland Steele going to go to the free throw line with 26 seconds to play in the first quarter. Chance to add to the one-point lead for Alton. Ryland with a good first quarter. He's got 9 points in the game. Hit a free throw earlier in the quarter. The first one here is up and no good. So now he's 1 for 3. Try to make it 2 for 4 here in the first quarter for the Alton Comets. Second one is up. He spins it on the right hand. That one is short, no good. The rebound gets on the floor, and Hambleton picks it up for Gainesville. Bulldogs, chance to take the lead at the end of the quarter. Pass in the middle, deflected by the defense, and out of bounds. It is Alton Comet ball. They went off a Robotham, and Alton gets it back with 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. 17 seconds to go. 13 as Ryland Steele gets it across the timeline. Looking for an outlet now. Gets the ball to Cole Trantham. Trantham over to Whalen. 5 seconds. Whalen penetrates in the lane. Out to Trantham at the buzzer. Three-pointer is good. Cole Trantham knocks one down from downtown. And the Alton Comets have a 16-12 lead at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter from the Caboodle Holiday Tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Well, the winner of this game will advance to play the Norwood Pirates in the quarterfinals of the Caboodle Holiday Tournament. At the end of one quarter, the Alton Comets with a lead 16-12. Good ball game going on here. Gainesville opened the second quarter with the ball. Alms with it, feeds to Wise on the left side. Both teams look like back to the starter, with the exception of Cole Trantham in there in place of Corey Miller for Alton. Here goes Wise going all the way to the bucket, puts a shot up, no good, rebound on the floor. And Dylan Whalen comes out there with it for Alton and gets fouled by number three, Camden Evans. Number three, Camden Evans, just in for Gainesville. Call for his first foul. And that'll be team foul number six on the Bulldogs. Boy, they play aggressive defensively and offensively. But it's getting them in a bit of foul trouble here in this one in the first half. Already 16 fouls, and we're just 19 seconds into the second quarter. So Alton will be shooting on the next one. Collins breaking ball into the front court with a four-point lead. Got it right side to Marcus Cockrum. Cockrum holds it out way outside the three-point line. Now bounces one over on the right side near the corner for Landon Huckabee. He'll bring it back out to the wing. Feed it on top to Wayland. Wayland looking to penetrate. Backs it out. Hesitates. Now gets into the lane. Turnaround jumper from 12 feet is no good. And the rebound taken by Gainesville. Here they come. Wise up the robot. The misses the layup. And the rebound controlled by Landon Huckabee for Alton. Here come the Comets again. Ryland Steele weaves his way into the lane, puts it up off the backboard, no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Mad scramble after it. We're going to get a whistle and a timeout call by the Gainesville Bulldogs. It'll be Gainesville ball. Alton leads it 16-12 with 6:59 to go in the first half. We got a timeout on the floor. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
And we're back at Caboodle after the timeout. 16-12 is our score. We're a minute into the second quarter. Alton Comets with a lead over the Gainesville Bulldogs. Gainesville calling that timeout, kind of settle their team down a little bit. Only 12 points thus far in the game at Alton. Continues to force turnover after turnover and staying right with the bigger Bulldogs on the boards. Gainesville gets it up across the timeline. Caleb Wise has got it on the left side wing, feeds it back out top for Alms. Alms gives it up, gets it right back. He's over to Wise. He'll give it right back to Alms. They're setting the offense from there in a half-court game. Alton still in that zone. They're wanting to get the ball down to Hambledon, the big man. Here goes Alms into the lane. Lost the handle on it, and then last touch by Gainesville. It'll be Alton Comet ball. Alton by four with a basketball, 6:32 to go in this second quarter. Landon Huckabee, Ryland Steele bring it up. Gainesville pulled off the full-court press. Man sitting back in a one, looks like kind of a 2-3, really a modified 2-1-2 or 1-2-2. Bringing that third man down there way out. Alton with the basketball, spinning around the lane. Got it inside for Miller. Reverse layup is no good. And the rebound taken by the Gainesville Bulldogs. Here they come, needing a bucket. McGee Works it to the top of the key. Got it over to Wise. Fakes the three. Goes baseline. Lays it up. No good. We got a hell ball on the rebound. Hambleton and Miller got tied up in the air. And the ball is going to belong to who? Going to be a hell ball. Possession belongs to the Alton Comets. Comet ball on the alternating possessions. They're going to... Gainesville thought they were going to be shooting free throws. They called the foul on the rebound. And again, they got tied up in the air. And both players went crashing to the floor. And the hell ball belongs to the Alton Comets. Here they come. Ryland Steele right side to Cockrum. Cockrum moves off the wing into the lane. Elevates for the jumper. It's no good. And the rebound going out of bounds. It'll be Gainesville basketball. 5:46 to go in the first half. Alton trying to get to the quarterfinals. Winner, this one plays the defending Class 2 state champions, Norwood Pirates, in the quarterfinal round. They had a win today in a good ball game. And here is Gainesville working it to McGee. McGee from the free throw line with a jumper, no good, and the rebound controlled by Alton. Comets. Ryland Steele bringing it up the floor, feeds over to Huckabee on the wing. Huckabee surveys the inside, nobody open there, kicks it out to Cole Trantham. Trantham back in the corner for Huckabee, now outside to Cockrum. Marcus has not had an opportunity to fire up a three yet. Ball goes high post to Miller. Miller to Steele. Ryland penetrates down the lane, throws one up, no good. Hambleton down the rebound for Gainesville. Puts it on the floor one time. Now feeds to Alms. Alms races up the floor, got inside to Wise. Wise all the way to bucket, lays it up and in. Carter Wise with his first 2 points of the game. And the Alton Comet lead is down to two. Alton hasn't scored yet. In the second quarter, we're almost 3 minutes into the period. Actually, we're over 3 minutes into the period. Ryland Steele with it. Down the left side of the lane. Bounces it to Cole Trantham. Trantham into the lane. Pull-up jumper. It's good. Nice play. Cole Trantham. Second bucket of the day. He's got five. And the Alton lead is back to four at 18-14 with 4:28 to go. Here comes Gainesville. Boy, they get up the floor in a hurry. Got it to McGee. Three-point shot is on the way. No good. Rebound tipped up and around and controlled by the Alton Comets. Ryland Steele, long pass up the court to Cockrum, all the way to Bucket, leaves it up and in. Marcus Cockrum with his first field goal, and the Comets back out to a 6-point lead. Gainesville working up the floor. Got it over on the left side for McGee. McGee bounces it to Hambleton, powers his way down the lane, shoots no good, gets his rebound back, and they're going to have an official timeout here as he lost it on the way down with it, and he has injured himself. And they're going to bring a sub in his place. Don't know if it was a cramp or what, but he immediately grabbed the back of his leg like maybe that hammy is biting him a little bit. And number one back in the ballgame, John Harmon's for Gainesville. So Hambleton, the big man, is out. And maybe feeling the hammy or something a little bit. Here come the Alton Comets with a 6-point lead in the ball. Got it to Huckabee. Huckabee out between the circles. Looking to the right side of the floor. Comets. Now Huckabee takes it back to the left side, all the way to the wing. Spins away from the defense on the dribble drive. And again spins away. There's a 5-second call. Huckabee couldn't shake the defense. That's a nice play there by Carter White. As he forces the Comet turnover, a 5-second call. And Alton turns it over with a 6-point lead, 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Number 10 has it in the backcourt. Wyatt Alms will bring it into the front court. Holds up a finger, start the offense. Ball swings on the left side wing for McGee. McGee going high post to Harmon's. Harmon's back outside to Alms. Alms on the right for Wise. Wise bounces it down to Tabor. He goes up with a shot, no good. We get a hell ball on the rebound. Tabor and Miller were tied up. And the possession belongs to the Gainesville Bulldogs, this time on the alternating possessions. 3:10 to go in the first half. Alton up 6. Gainesville's only scored 2 points in the first 5 minutes of this second quarter. Alton has only scored 4. Gainesville with a basketball. They got it inside Tabor. Tabor down the low blocks. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound. Harmon's back up and in. John Harmon's with the bucket for Gainesville. Makes it a 4-point game again. 20-16. And Steele walks it up for the Alton Comets, gives over to Huckabee. Landon will take it to the right side of the floor, moving off the screen, hands it off to Cockrum. He's out around the 3-point line, now takes it to the top. Left side it goes to Whalen. Whalen looking to penetrate right down the middle of the lane. A little yo-yo shot, wooden drop, and a rebound is controlled by Gainesville. Gainesville has it. Number 23, McGee, up the floor, dumps it inside to Tabor, and we've got an official timeout. We got a Gainesville player who is injured trying to get a rebound down on the other end. They're trying to say he's okay, but the official stopped playing. He's going to have to come off the floor. I mean, he landed flat on his stomach. As he's okay. A couple of substitutions for Gainesville. Hambleton is back in. Number three back in there, Camden Evans. Gainesville inbound. He got to Hambleton down the low block. Trying to power his way underneath. Gets too far under the basket. Has to kick it out front to Alms. Alms bounces it back to Hambleton. Big man turns, shoots, and scores. Andrew Hambleton with his second bucket. And we get a timeout on the floor. 2:13 to play in the first half. Alton leads it by two. We'll be back in 1 minute on the ESPN Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back after the timeout. Pardon me there just a moment. 2:13 to go in the first half. Alton Comets with a 2-point lead and the basketball. It is 20-18. Comets stepping across the timeline with Ryland Steele. Ryland gives it over to Cockrum. Cockrum moves off the screen to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Landon Huckabee. Huckabee wide open at the three-point line. Doesn't take it. Now puts it on the floor to the across the top of the key. He's off to Steele. Steele with an air ball. That might have been partially blocked. Loose ball comes down to Gainesville, and there's an offensive foul on the Bulldogs. So not only does Ryland Steele have his shot blocked on one end, he races down the floor, gets his feet set, and draws a charge. That's the kind of player Ryland Steele is. Now Landon Huckabee checking out of the game for the Comets. Number 22, Dylan Wayland will check in. Cole Trantham also on the floor. And we get a substitution for Gainesville. Number 22, Garrett Tabor back in the game. And number 3 comes out. That is Camden Evans. That foul, by the way, was on Evans. His first of the game. So Alton with a 2-point lead. Minute 48 to go here in the first half. Ryland Steele brings it across the timeline, gets a little clear out in the middle, takes it all the way to the hole, but kicks it back out to Cockrum for three. That one rattles in and out, no good. Rebound, Gainesville. Alms on the break. One man to beat, slides around him for the lay-in. That's a nice play by Wyatt Alms. He's got 7. We're tied at 20. Comets had a 6-point lead midway through the quarter. Now we're tied at 20. Here's Alton with it. Dylan Whalen going to the hole, shoots a one-handed floater, and it's in. First bucket for Dylan Wayland, and boy, if you know Comet basketball, you know he can score and bunch it when he gets hot. Here's Gainesville on the other end, bounces it down inside to Hambleton, turns to his right, shoots and scores. The big man's starting to heat up. He's got 6-4 in the quarter. Alton with the ball back, tied at 22. 57 seconds to go. Ball goes to Ryland Steele, fakes the three, moves to the free throw line, shoots it high off the glass. No, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul on number 11, that is Wise. And I think this is going to be number 3 on Wise. And now they say number 10. Number 10 called for the foul. That is Alms, Wyatt Alms. Be his second. First free throw for Ryland Steele is up and good. Ryland now double figures in the first half. The only player in double figures in the game. He's got 10. 10 of the 23 for the Alton Comets. And the senior puts up another. This one is good. Got the roll on it. And Ryland Steele with 11. Alton, a little bit of backcourt pressure now with 50 seconds to go in the first half. Comets by two. Gainesville with the ball. They'll get it across the timeline for McGee. Down to the baseline. Spins away from the defense. Feeds it out on top for Wise. Wise penetrates into the free throw circle. Hands it off. Oh, number 23, Easton McGee. And he hits his second three-pointer of the first half. And Gainesville has gotten their first lead at 25-24. Alton down the other end. Nice move by Ryland Steele. Jump stop. He faked everybody out, then went up for the wide-open shot. Steele with 13, Alton up by one. Gainesville with the ball, 15 seconds to go. They got it back out for McGee. Somebody better jump on him. He's hit two threes here in the first half. And he gives it off to Wise. 3 seconds to go. He goes to the bucket and scores. Number 23, Easton McGee, finishes with 5 points in the final 30 seconds. And the Gainesville Bulldogs have a lead over the Alton Comets, 27-26, as we head to the half. We'll be back with your halftime activities from the Cabool Holiday Tournament in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you need auto parts, you want great customer service, and that's what Alton Auto Parts gives you. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer price match guarantee. Are you needing batteries, oil, hydraulic hoses, anything automotive related? Stop in and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, or call them at 417-778-7153. Alton Auto Parts, your CarQuest auto parts dealer.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson football, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Now we're back here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. They always do a great job with this tournament now in its 22nd year. And this was a brainchild of the great Joe Easter when he was here at Cabool High School way back many, many years ago. A halftime score, 27-26. Alton Comets are down by one at the break. As the Comets were outscored 15-10 in the second quarter after taking a 16-12 lead at the end of one half of play. Alton has been all Ryland Steele offensively. Ryland has had a hot hand. He has 13 of the Comets' 26 points in the first half, and boy, the kid plays hard. Marcus Cockrum's added four. Cole Trantham hit a three, and he's got five in the game. Two for Dylan Whalen and two free throws for Landon Huckabee. Corey Miller has not scored. For the Gainesville Bulldogs, they are led by Easton McGee. He's got eight. He scored five in the final 30 seconds of the first half. 6 points for Andrew Hambleton, the big kid in the middle. Wyatt Alt hit a three early and has 7 points in the ballgame. Two for John Harmons and two for Carter Weiss. That's your first half scoring. Again, Alton down one at the half, 27-26 to the Gainesville Bulldogs. We're going to take another break. Before we go to the break, say thanks to some of the boosters helping to bring you the game today. They include Thayer Ready Mix, Allen Supported Living, the Thayer Walmart Store, the Clary Funeral Homes in Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, and Simpson's True Value in Alton. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more of your halftime activities in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Health. Lender.
Yeah, we're back at Kabul, the Kabul Holiday Tournament, day number one of the tournament. And our score, 27-26, Alton down by one to the Gainesville Bulldogs. Take a look at the schedule for the remainder of the day. Following this game, the number two seed Mansfield Lions will take on the Dora Falcons. Then at 4, by the way, that's a 3 o'clock tip-off on that one. At 4:30 today, Mansfield plays Dora in the 3 o'clock game we're just talking about. 4:30 today, Kabul battles Plato. At 6 o'clock tonight, Licking takes on the Viola Longhorns. And the nightcap, Somersville, will play Salem. Games get underway tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning. In the loser's bracket, it'll be Conway to play Eminence in the first game tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Winona will battle the loser of the game that we're seeing right now between Alton and Gainesville. And then over in the winner's bracket, we already know that Thayer, the number one seed, is advanced to play Liberty at 3 o'clock. And Norwood is advanced. They will play at 4:30 against the winner of this game. Still a lot to decide in this one. It's a one-point game at the half, 27-26. By the way, no team in any serious foul trouble. Alms and Wise each have two for Gainesville. And Alton, River Haddock off the bench with two. Nobody else with any foul trouble at all for the Alton Comets. Cochran and Miller each have one. Comets played a pretty clean first half defensively, and they caused a lot of problems for Gainesville getting points. But again, Alton hit a little dry streak in the second quarter where they couldn't score much, only 10 points after putting up 16 in the first quarter. We'll take another break, and we'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball from the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson football, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Well, the Alton Comets take the floor as we get ready for our second half here. The Alton Comets and the Gainesville Bulldogs. Alton down one at the intermission, 27-26 is our score. It'll be Alton Comet basketball. And it looks like both teams back to the starters on the floor to get this one started here. Cockrum, Miller, Huckabee, Steele, and Whalen for the Alton Comets. They open the second half with the ball, a chance to retake the lead here. Alton led most of the first half until the final 30 seconds. Comets working the ball around the perimeter, got it down inside. Now outside to Landon Huckabee. Huckabee attacks the basket, pull-up jumper on the baseline. Good. First field goal of the game for Landon. He's got 2 points, or 4 points now. And the Alton Comets back on top, 28-27. Alton a little 2-2-1 pressure, not really pressuring hard on the ball, just enough to bother the Gainesville Bulldogs. They get it into the front court, got over to Alms. Alms will take it out to the top of the key and start there. Alton playing a 2-3 zone. Ball goes inside to Hambleton. Back outside to Wise. Now to Alms on top. Alms down the left side of the lane. Nice little dump pass inside for Hambleton. But he couldn't hang on, and then the ball knocked away by the defense off the hands of the Alton Comets. Gainesville inbound on the baseline, just to the right side of the glass. Working on the left end of the floor. And they inbound it in the corner for Tabor. Tabor brings it back out front to Wise. Wise back over to Tabor, and he'll hand it to number 23, Easton McGee, who got the hot hand at the end of the half. McGee scored 5 points in the final 30 seconds to give Gainesville the lead. They go now high post to Hambleton. Hambleton spins in the lane, shoots, rims in and out. No good. The rebound controlled by Corey Miller. Here come the Alton Comets. Chance to add to a one-point lead. Miller with it in the left corner. Looks inside. Nobody open. Now feeds it outside to Ryland Steele. Ryland works it to the right side for Cockrum. Cockrum penetrates in the lane. Kicks it back out to Wayland. Wayland, little dipsy doodle shot. No good. Miller had the rebound and had it taken away by Alms. Alms off on the break. Attacks the basket. Now gives to Tabor, trailing on the baseline. Outside to Wise. Right side. Three-point shot up. No good. Rebound Gainesville. Alms pushes it into the lane for McGee, and McGee had it poked away from behind. It'll be a foul on the Alton Comets, I think. It was Ryland Steele. Yes, it was. Ryland picked up his first foul of the game. Non-shooting foul. Gainesville inbounded under the bucket. 6:16 to go. In the third quarter, Alton up by one. Gainesville with it. Outside, Wise going to shoot a three. That is no good. A rebound taken by Huckabee. And then he gets fouled by Wyatt Alms. Wyatt reached in there, tried to tie him up, and he's called for the foul. Will be his third of the game, our first player in foul trouble. And Alms is going to leave the court. Number three will check in, Camden Evans for Gainesville. Alton Comets with a one-point lead in the ball, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Alton has scored the only 2 points here in the first 2 minutes of the quarter. Ryland Steele's got it now for Alton. Penetrates in the lane, leads it out for Cockrum for three, and it's good! Marcus knocks it down. 7 for Cockrum. Alton up by 4. Boy, if Marcus gets hot, look out. He can score in bunches. And here goes Gainesville trying to throw it down inside for Hambleton. The ball whistles right past his ear and goes out of bounds. A little bit too much heat on that one for Hambleton to hang on to it. And Alton's got it back with a 4-point lead. Comets have led by as many as 6 in the game. They've got it now to Huckabee. Huckabee driving into the lane, pulls up with a floater. It is good. Landon Huckabee with 4 in the quarter. He's got 6 now in the game. And the Alton Comet has stretched the lead back out to 6. Gainesville with it. Got it up to Wise. Wise to Hambleton. Poked away. And now poked again by Miller. Miller will drive for the layup. Corey Miller with his first bucket of the game in Gainesville. Wants a timeout. Alton Comets run out to an 8-point lead with a 9-0 run to start the third quarter. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back after the timeout, 35-27, Alton Comets off on a 9-0 run to open the third quarter. And Gainesville called that timeout to try and stop the bleeding here. We'll say thanks to your Alton Comet boosters. They include Simpson's True Value in Alton, the Clary Funeral Homes in Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, the Thayer Walmart store, Allen Supported Living, and Thayer Ready Mix. Alton on a 9-0 run to start the third quarter. We're 3 minutes into the second half, and Gainesville has yet to score. The Bulldogs, they kind of score in bunches when they do score. And they're going to bring it the other way here after the timeout. Alton still back in that 2-2-1 zone press. Really picking up kind of a three-quarter court. Now pressing on the inbound. Ball comes in for Easton McGee for Gainesville. McGee approaches midcourt, pulls up the dribble, swings it across, and they get it across the timeline for Tabor. Tabor driving the baseline, couldn't get open for the shot. Feeds it out to Evans for three, an air ball, and we're going to get a foul on the rebound on the Alton Comets. Hambleton had inside position, and he is fouled by Ryland Steele. That'll be number two on Steele, both of them here in the third quarter. 5 minutes exactly to play. Inbound play goes to Hambleton, up with a shot. He gets knocked to the ground. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Shot was no good. It was blocked, but the foul going to be whistled on the play on number 12, Landon Huckabee. That'll be number one on Huckabee. So the Comets with a clean first half, but already 3 minutes into the second half, and they've already been called for three team fouls, and Hambleton hits the free throw, and that stops the 9-0 streak for the Alton Comets. Hambleton now with 7 points in the game. Alton making a substitution. Cole Trantham will check in place of Dylan Wayland. Second free throw for Hambleton is good. Hambleton, Andrew Hambleton, just a junior, hits a pair of free throws. He got 8 points, tied for the game high for Gainesville. Here's Ryland Steele driving inside for Alton. A little head and shoulder fake, got his man off his feet, then went up for the easy bucket. Ryland Steele, first 2 points of the second half. He's got 15 in the game. Here comes Gainesville again, down by eight. And the Comets with a steal, Huckabee, and then he is taken away. Hambleton with it down low, going up for the shot. No! And there's a basket interference on Gainesville. Somebody got up there, was going to try and push it back in down to the cylinder and grab the rim and pull it down. And that is basket interference on Gainesville. And the Alton Comets will get the ball with 4:30 to play in the third quarter. Alton with an 8-point lead. Substitution for Gainesville. Number one is checked back in, John Harmons. And here's a give to Trantham, driving down the middle of the lane, shoots no good. Miller with a rebound, couldn't follow it. And we're going to get a goaltending on Gainesville. Somebody got up in the cylinder and knocked that ball out. Corey Miller will get credit with the basket. And the Alton Comets out to a 10-point lead and a substitution here for Gainesville. Number 24, Owen Donnelly will check into the game. Number 11, Carter Wise will come out. Wise got his hand up in the cylinder and called for the goaltending. And Gainesville now down by 10. Only 2 points in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter at Alton. And that scored them 12-2 for a 10-point lead, 39-29. Gainesville with it. Out on top, they'll feed it left side for Donnelly. Donnelly back on top and around on the right side to Evans. Evans trying to dump it inside to Hambleton and Landon Huckabee with a steal. Huckabee on the move. Got it up to Wayland for three. That one's off the rim. Rebound tipped out to Trantham. Trantham fakes, shoots and scores. Cole Trantham with 7 points off the bench for the Alton Comets. Alton on top now by 12. Gainesville with it in the backcourt. Finally, McGee steps across. Calmus jump all over the ball, but he got rid of it to Harmons. Harmons feeds on the left side to Donnelly. Donnelly out on the wing, goes to the high post, elevates for the shot. That is in and out, no good. Rebound, volleyed around. Comes all the way out to Donnelly. He puts one up at the elbow, and it's good. Owen Donnelly for Gainesville with his first two. Here comes Alton. Ryland Steele quick down the floor, lays it up and in off the backboard and gets fouled on the drive. Ryland Steele. Foul is on number three. Camden Evans will be his second. Or his third. That's the third, they say, on Evans. And Ryland Steele gets credit for the basket. 17 in the game for Steele. And now Marcus Cockrum out of the game as Dylan Whalen checks in for Alton. Ryland Steele going to the free throw line, trying to add to a 12-point Comet lead here. 3 minutes to go in the third. Free throw is up and good for Ryland Steele. Ryland's got 18 in the game. Alton Comets in a good third quarter. And here's a Gainesville breaks the full court pressure. Donnelly got it. Feeds it. Out front there to McGee. McGee down the right side of the lane, gives it off in the corner. Now gets it right back in the corner. Driving toward the bucket again, throws up a one-hander, no good. Rebound, Gainesville, back up and in. Number one, Harmons, is who I'm going to give that one to. Couldn't see the number, but that's who it looked like. It was to me. Alton with the ball, back up again by 11. Ryland Steele gives it up in the corner for Whalen. Whalen for three, that one didn't catch any iron, and the rebound comes off the Gainesville. Bulldogs on the run, got it up. Oh, they tried the alley-oop, and it hit the rim. And there's an offensive foul on the Bulldogs. Number one, John Harmons. They tried an alley-oop, and the ball hit the front of the rim. Went right to Harmons as he caught it. He leaned a shoulder and knocked over the Comet defender. First foul on Harmons tonight. And Alton with a substitution. Landon Huckabee will check out of the game as Dylan Whalen checks back in. I'm sorry, Marcus Cockrum checks back in. Also, River Haddock has checked in for the Alton Comets. 2:18 to go into third. Alton with the ball. They can afford to slow it down a little bit here with 2:12 remaining in the third quarter. Here's Whalen with it, way out on the floor, gives it up to Cockrum. Cockrum looking to penetrate. Does, now brings it back outside. Bounces it over to Ryland Steele. Ryland down the middle of the lane, around the defense, all the way to the bucket. Ryland Steele with 20. And the Alton Comets lead it by 13. Gainesville quick down the other way with it. Out top is McGee. We can go on the left side to Donnelly for three, and it's good. Owen Donnelly off the bench here in the third quarter with 5 points. And it's back to a 10-point game, 46-36, with a minute 30 to go in the third period. Comets again clearing out the middle, playing four around the edges. Corey Miller with the ball in the right corner. Feeds it out to Whalen. Whalen on the left, right side wing, bounces it to Cockrum, cutting down the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound tipped out by Corey Miller and goes out of bounds in the corner. It'll be Alton, or be a Gainesville ball, down by 10 with a minute 14 to go. Alton has outscored Gainesville by 10. Actually, outscored them by 12. 11, do my math correctly. Alton was down by one. Now Landon Huckabee checking back in the ballgame for Alton. River Haddock will check out. And Gainesville taking their time here with a minute 9 to go in the third quarter, down by 10. Long lob pass, got it down to Hamilton. Hamilton one step. Oh, nice hesitation move and scores. The big man, very agile. He's got 10 points for Gainesville. Leads them in scoring and is back to an 8-point game with 53 seconds to go in the quarter. Landon Huckabee out front. Feeds the ball to Steele. Steele into the lane to Cockrum. Tried to bounce it off to Miller, and it goes off his leg and out of bounds. Miller didn't see it coming. I think he thought Marcus was going to elevate for the shot. Marcus tried to drop it down low, and Miller didn't see the ball coming. So Alton turns it over here with 40 seconds to go in the third, and a 10-point lead. Gainesville. Actually, it's an 8-point lead now. Gainesville's got it. They feed it off to Evans on the left side wing. Evans takes it out front to McGee. McGee back to Evans, to Hamilton at the high post. Bounces it once, twice in traffic. Kicks it out of there. Shot is up, and a 3-point shot is good. Number 23, Easton McGee. McGee now with the 11 to lead Gainesville. And it's back to a 5-point count lead. All led by 13. Midway through the quarter, Gainesville making a comeback. Here's Ryland Steele, another in. Bella elevates for a shot for Alton. No good. 2 seconds to go. Gainesville from half court. That shot is no good. And that's the end of three-quarters of play. Our score, 46-41. Alton Comets with a 5-point lead. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in a minute from the Kabul Holiday Tournament on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, set for our fourth quarter of action. The Alton Comets with a 5-point lead. Alton outscoring Gainesville 20-14 in the third quarter. Alton was down one at the half. They lead it by five as we open play here in the fourth. It'll be Steele, Cockrum, Miller, Transom, Cole Transom, and Landon Huckabee to start the second half, or the fourth quarter for the Alton Comets in Coach Anthony Caruso's rotation. Gainesville opens the ball for the quarter with the basketball. Got to Harmon. Harmon's out to McGee for three, and he hit another one. Easton McGee with his fourth three-pointer of the game. He's got 14 points, and it's back to a two-point game just like that. Alton with it on the offensive end. Got it to Cockrum. Through the free throw circle. Off to Transom for three. He nailed it. Cole Transom with his second three-pointer of the game. He's got 10 off the bench. And the Alton Comets are back up by five. Folks, you don't want to miss this fourth quarter. Oh, making them a good old-fashioned barn burner. Here's a three on the other end for Gainesville. No good by Harmon. And a rebound off to the Alton Comets. Comets with the ball in a 5-point lead. Marcus Cockrum off to Huckabee. He'll fire the three. That one's off the mark. Rebound taken by Corey Miller. Miller kicks it back out to Ryland Steele. Ryland resets the offense. Goes to Cockrum at the top of the key. Marcus puts it on the floor. Now off to Huckabee. Huckabee penetrates to the free throw line. Kicks it back outside to Miller. He'll shoot a three, and it's good. Corey Miller with a three, his first of the night. And Alton back up to an 8-point advantage. Well, Gainesville coming the other way in a hurry. Top of the key is McGee trying to get a shot. Now feeds it inside to Hamilton. Offensive foul on Hamilton as he lowered his shoulder and ran right through the defensive player. Hamilton with two fouls, That is team foul number four on the Gainesville Bulldogs. Neither team shooting yet. Gainesville been called for four fouls. Alton been called for three here in the second half. So we've still got some time till we get to the 1-1. Hamilton comes out of the game after picking up his second foul. He'll get a little rest here and get ready to go probably for the final 4 minutes. And what will surely be a charge by the Gainesville Bulldogs here. 8-point Alton Comet lead with the basketball. Steele brings it across the timeline. Feeds over to Marcus Cockrum on the wing. Marcus handles it out front, looking for the outlet. Gives it to Steele down in the right corner. Steele brings it out to the wing on top to Huckabee. Huckabee gives to Cole Trantham, looking for the shot. Step back, doesn't take the three, had a defender right in his face. Gainesville's gone man-to-man. Huckabee spins in the lane, puts the shot up, partially blocked, and the loose ball picked up by Gainesville, and then a foul on Corey Miller trying to get it back. Miller will be called for the foul, will be his second of the game. Comes with 6:09 to play in the fourth quarter. Alton up by eight, Gainesville with the ball. It's become a three-point shootout here tonight. Four for McGee, two for Alms, and one for Donley for Gainesville. And here's a shot up. I didn't see who made it. But it makes it a six-point game, so a two for somebody, and I missed who shot it. Here comes the other end. Cockrum with a three. Marcus is his second in a row. He's got 10 points in the game. And here's a steal by the Alton College. Ryland Steele off on a 3-on-2. Takes it to the hole and scores. Ryland Steele with 22. Alton now up by 11. 57-46. 5:25 to go in the game. Gainesville with it. Going down the middle lane. Harmons gives it off inside. Shot is up. No good. Huckabee yanks down the rebound for Alton. Number 22, Tabor, missed that one from point-blank range. Alton with the ball back in an 11-point lead. Steele outside to Cockrum. Cockrum holds it on the wing, forces it down inside, and a foul going to be whistled on number 22, Garrett Tabor for Gainesville. Will be his second of the game, and team foul number 5 on the Bulldogs. Alton will inbound the ball down under the bucket. 5:08 to play. Number 23 checks back in, Easton McGee for Gainesville. Number 24, Donnelly checks out. Also, Tabor is out, number 22, and Hambleton goes back in. Alton running the inbound play. They bounce it down low to Miller. Miller right back to Huckabee in the corner. To the cutter in the lane. That is Ryland Steele back out to Huckabee. Huck taking it to the hole. Elevates for the jumper. In and out. No good. And a rebound taken by Hambleton for Gainesville. Here come the Dogs. They got it to McGee. McGee gives up in the corner, gets it back. Now they feed it down inside to Hambleton. He catches it and then stepped out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball. Cole Trantham down there muscling Hambleton and forced him to lose his balance. And now Ryland Steele comes out of the game. Dylan Whalen will check in for the Alton Comets. And Gainesville wants a timeout. 57-46. Alton up by 11 with 4:45 to go. More from the Kabul Holiday Tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, member FDIC, and equal health. Lender.
When you need auto parts, you want great customer service, and that's what Alton Auto Parts gives you. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer price match guarantee. Are you needing batteries, oil, hydraulic hoses, anything automotive related? Stop in and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, or call them at 417-778-7153. Alton Auto Parts, your CarQuest auto parts dealer.
And we're back with 4:45 to play in the game. The Alton Comets have opened up an 11-point lead, 57-46. And it's Comet basketball here. After it went off of Hambleton out of bounds, actually Hambleton stepped out of bounds when he got the ball down low, lost his balance. And Gainesville picking up the pressure defensively in the backcourt. Comet gets the ball. It's a bad pass. And it's going to be stolen and then stolen back by River Haddock for Alton. Got it to Huckabee. Huckabee in the backcourt. We get a timeout call by Coach Caruso. He's going to get Ryland Steele back in the game to handle the pressure. 4:33 to go in the game. Alton up by 11. We'll be back to the Kabul Holiday Tournament in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson football, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
And we're back here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, 4:33 to play in the game. Alton with an 11-point lead. Gainesville picking up the pressure defensively, and they're going to play man-to-man here. Gainesville's gone man-to-man. Alton will get into the half-court offense with the ball. Marcus Cockrum out front. Bends the way from the defense. Gives it off to Ryland Steele. Comets will work a little clock if they can. Steele now, no, he's looking to score. He's going to the hole, lays it up, count and a foul. The senior has been outstanding tonight, 24 for Ryland Steele. 24 for the senior. And he'll go to free throw line, shoot for the three-point play, and the foul is on number 22. That is Garrett Tabor. I'm sorry. Number 11. That is Carter Wise. That'll be number 2 on Wise. And it'll be Steele at the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play, looking for his 25th point, and it's good. Ryland with 25. And the Alton Comets run the lead out to 14 at 60-46. 4 minutes to go in the game. Gainesville with it. Moving off a screen is Harmon. Got around to the right side. Three-point shot is good for Carter Wise. That cuts the lead. Back to 11. Alton with it in the backcourt, working against the pressure. Ryland Steele dribbles around the defense. Long pass down the floor. Ill-advised pass, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Comets. Ryland get a little bit out of control there with the pass. Tried to make that pass from half court on the run and just had too much smoke on it. And it goes out of bounds off of Alton. Gainesville got the ball back. Harmon's on the left side wing. Goes around the defense, moves off the screen, floats in the lane, throws it up, no. Rebound gets on the floor, and Whalen's got it for Alton. His pass in the middle is almost stolen. Now we get a foul on Dylan Whalen going the other way. Whalen, instead of keeping the dribble going down the floor, he jumped and tried to pass it, and just as he did, Gainesville got in the passing lane. Then Whalen called for the foul, trying to get it back. That is the 15th foul on the Alton Comets and the first of the night on Dylan Whalen. And Gainesville with the ball back. Down by 11. Got it in the corner. Now inside, just outside the lane to Harmon's. Harmon kicks it back out on top to Alms. Alms works it to the top of the key on the dribble. Now feeds it down inside to Hambleton, working against Cole Trantham. Turns and scores. And 12 now for Hambleton. And Alton again against the full court pressure. Cottram in the backcourt, feeds up to Ryland Steele. Ryland got it across the timeline to Trantham. Trantham going to fire the three, and he nailed it. Cole Trantham with 13 off the Alton Comet bench. And there's a give for Gainesville down inside to Hambleton. Kicks it back out for Wise. The three-pointer is good. Wise trying to shoot his team back in it. That's his eighth point, and Gainesville calls a timeout. 63-54, Alton up 9 with 2:44 to go in the game. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high-rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, we got a 9-point Alton Comet lead with 2:44 to play in the game. Alton Comet with the basketball. Gainesville hadn't resorted to the foul yet. They're trying to shoot their way back in it when they get possession. Alton inbound here gets the 1-2-2 pressure. Got it into Cockrum. Cockrum dribbles toward the timeline. Got it across the timeline to Huckabee. Good job there. Huckabee wide open at the elbow. Shoots no good. Rebound volleyed around and controlled by Alms for the Bulldogs. So Gainesville got the ball back down by 9. They feed it out top to Alms. Alms down the left side of the lane. He's going to get fouled. That'll be on Landon Huckabee. Huckabee called for his second foul of the game. Excuse me. Gainesville will inbound it. Came before any shot attempt. That was team foul number 6 on the Alton Comets. We're down to 2:24 to go in the game. Gainesville got it in for Harmon. Harmon's down the right side of the lane, all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Nice play by John Harmon. And that makes it a 7-point game, 63-56. Alton breaks the press. Got it to Huckabee. Huckabee dribbles away from the defense. Gives the pass out to Cockrum. Cockrum. Oh, they got Miller all alone under the bucket for the lay-in. Corey Miller with 9. Beautiful feed from Marcus Cockrum to a wide-open Corey Miller under the bucket. Alton back up by 7. Shot on the other end for Gainesville's no good. Rebound tipped up, and Miller's got it and gets fouled as he brings down the rebound. That'll be team foul number 7. And we'll walk to the other end of the court and shoot free throws. Fouls on number 10, Wyatt Alms, and that'll be his 4th of the game. Alms picks up his 4th foul for Gainesville. And going to the free throw line, number 11, Corey Miller, the big senior from Alton, has scored 9 points today. Alton already with 3 players in double figures. And the free throw is up and good. And now Miller in double figures, 1, 2, 3, 4. One of those being Cole Trantham off the bench with 13 tonight. He's hit 3 3-pointers. Now the free throw is up for Miller. That one is no good. So the lead is 7. Gainesville got the rebound. Here come the Bulldogs. Number 23, that is McGee. Gives it off to Wise. Wise back to McGee. McGee and Gainesville looking for a shot. They go left side now to Harmon. Harmon, little shake and bake. Got it down to Hamilton. He drives in under the bucket. Score it and the foul. Hamilton got the inside the defense. Somebody reached over the trap trying to block the shot. It was number 34, Cole Trantham. First foul of the night on Cole. Hamilton, now with 14 for Gainesville, will shoot for number 15. And the game high for the Bulldogs. This good. 15 for Hamilton, 14 for McGee. And the Alton lead is 7 again, 66-59. Comets against the pressure. On the pass is stolen by the Bulldogs. And then stolen back by Ryland Steele. Ryland dribbles up the floor. It's a 3-on-2. Steele going to the bucket. Gets fouled. He'll go to the line and will shoot 2. Foul on the Gainesville Bulldogs. We'll check the number 35. That is Hamilton. Number 3 on Hamilton tonight. And we're down to a minute 13 to go in the game. And Ryland Steele going to the free throw line for the Alton Comets. First one is up and good. Ryland Steele with 26 on the night for Alton will be shooting for number 27. It is up no good off the back iron. And the rebound taken by Hamilton for Gainesville. 1 minute to play. Gainesville with the ball. Inside is McGee. Forces up a shot off the window and it's good. McGee with 16 and Gainesville gets a quick timeout. 6-point game, 67-61 with a minute to play. Here at the Cabool Hovelay Tournament. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
And we're back here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. A minute two to play in the ballgame. Alton up by 6, 67-61. But the number 5 seed, Alton, has been pushed hard by number 12, Gainesville. You know, last week, after the third-place game at the Battle of the Border tournament in Mammoth Spring, we talked to Coach Caruso and asked him if he was happy with his seed. And he said, we were very happy to get the 5, but then we got a matchup against Gainesville in the first round, the number 12 seed, and it's been a good matchup. And I think some of the afternoon games, the late afternoon games, Mansfield and Dora coming up, Cabool and Plato later, Licking and Viola, Summersville and Salem. They'll all be good ball games. Get out to the Cabool Holiday Tournament. We're going to get a foul in the backcourt as Alton inbounds the ball to Landon Huckabee. And he's going to be fouled by John Harmons. That one probably somewhat intentional. And it's going to send Landon Huckabee to the free throw line. That is the 9th team foul on the Gainesville Bulldogs. And now number 22, Tabor checks out as Hamilton will check back in. Now the 6-point lead. Huckabee can make it a 3-possession game here if he can sink a couple of free throws. First one is on the way, and he missed the front end of the 1-and-1. Gainesville with the ball down by 6. They got it down to Harmon's, driving the baseline all the way to the rim, misses the shot. Rebound comes out to Wise for 3. That one's off the mark. Rebound saved from out of bounds. Oh, it's off the hands of the Alton Comets. It'll be Gainesville ball with 43 seconds to go. Alton clinging to the lead here. Number 23, McGee, will trigger it in for Gainesville with 43 seconds to go. Quickly got into Wise. Wise got it to McGee. McGee to Wise. Top of the key for 3. That one's off the front of the iron. Rebound, Gainesville back up and in for McGee. McGee now with 18. Alton's lead is down to 4, and Gainesville steals the inbound pass. A bucket for McGee. And Coach Caruso from Alton calls a timeout. We got a 2-point game with 31 seconds to play. We'll be back in just 1 minute. on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
And we're back. You hear the buzzer. End of the timeout. The Alton Comets had a 6-point lead about 3 seconds ago. Gainesville got a bucket, and they got a steal. 4 points in a matter of just 3 seconds. And it's a 2-point game. Alton inbounds the ball here to Cockrum. Cockrum got it off to Ryland. Steele. Steele's going to get pushed from behind and will go to the free throw line. He'll be shooting 2 free throws. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Gainesville. Harmon's called for the foul number 1. And Ryland Steele, the Alton senior, probably the guy they didn't want to put at the free throw line. Ryland's had the hot hand today. He has scored 26 for the Alton Comets here in the first round of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Ryland will be all by himself at the free throw line, with the exception of the Gainesville Bulldogs who are up there. No Comets. They're back on the defensive end. First free throw for the senior is no good. Ryland misses the first of two. He'll shoot another one. Trying to make it a 3-point game with 25 seconds to go. Ryland looking for his 27th of the afternoon. It is good. Makes it a 3-point game. So now Gainesville, best they can do here is tie. McGee's got it in the backcourt, crosses the timeline with 22. Got it over to Harmon. Harmon going to the end of the lane, kicks it back outside to Wise. Wise working away from the defense, got it to Hamilton. Hamilton off to McGee for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Gainesville with 7. Here's McGee again for 3. Count it! Alton with it from half court. That's not going to count if it goes. That's the end. Or do we get a timeout? No, we're, well, 1.3 on the clock. It was McGee on the second try hitting the 3-pointer to tie it. 68-68. And we're in a timeout. The official's at the scores table. I believe it's going to be, 2.5 seconds. And I think Gainesville called the timeout after the made bucket. It'll be Alton Comet ball, 2.5 seconds to go. Can somebody hit one at the buzzer? Or are we going to overtime here on a Monday afternoon at the Cabool Holiday Tournament? Folks are here, have enjoyed this one. Boy, I tell you, Alton had a 13-point lead, looked like an insurmountable lead about midway through the third quarter, and Gainesville never quit. And Alton missed some free throws down the stretch. Man, you got to hit free throws. Couple of different players have been at the line with a chance to add points, and Alton just hadn't done it. As that Comets have scored 22 points in this quarter, Gainesville has scored 27. The old 3-point play. The great equalizer in high school basketball. Alton will inbound the ball, 2.5 seconds to go. Ryland Steele moving off a screen. Here's a long pass down the court to Miller. Couldn't catch it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be knocked away. And that's the end of regulation. Our score tied at 68. Alton and Gainesville. We're going to overtime here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. We'll be back with our overtime period in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Health. Housing lender.
All right, we're back, ready for overtime. We're going to jump center. Both teams have got all their players still. Alms has got four fouls for Gainesville. Nobody for Alton with more than two. We're going to an overtime period, tied at 68. Corey Miller and Big Andrew Hamilton will jump center and see who's going to win this one. First round action from the Cabool Holiday Tournament. I told you early on, this one had all the makings of an old-fashioned barn burner, and the tip is up and controlled by the Gainesville Bulldogs. So Gainesville with a chance to take the early lead here in the overtime period. McGee will bring it into the front court, feed it on the left side for Alms. Alms back out to McGee on top. McGee hit the three to tie it. And here goes Gainesville, a little penetration. Back outside for Wise for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, volley up and around, and the Alton Comets have got it. Well, now Alton with a chance to take the early lead in the overtime. 30 seconds gone by. Comets with it. Wayland out front gives to Huckabee. Huckabee now to Ryland Steele. Ryland looking to penetrate. Kicks it back outside. Around the horn it goes. Top of the key for Huckabee. Huckabee on the right side to Ryland Steele. Attacks the basket. Shot is up. No good. Huckabee down the rebound. He puts it back up and in. Landon Huckabee got the inside position for the offensive rebound and put back. And Alton's up by two. 70-68. Here's a three-point shot on the other end for Gainesville, and it's good. Number 23, Easton McGee, with another three. He's got 26 in the game. Alton down one, and McGee steals it from Steele. McGee driving to the bucket, and he scores. Easton McGee with 28. Alton now down by three. 2.5 minutes to go in the overtime period. Ryland Steele with it out front. Alton not going to panic here. The seniors, they'll settle this thing down. Let's methodically get back in this game. Alton down three in overtime. Landon Huckabee out on the right side wing. Feeds it around to Wayland. Dillon holds it. Surveys the offense. Now gives it to Marcus Cockrum. Cockrum lobs one to Corey Miller at the free throw line. Miller kicks it back outside to Huckabee. He'll hold it there. We're down to 2:12 to play in the overtime period. Alton has not scored. Gainesville's hit a three. 73-70 is our score. Actually, Alton did score two. I'm sorry. Five for Gainesville. Comets still working around the perimeter. Got it to Huckabee at the top of the key. Landon looking to penetrate. Kicks it out to Cockrum for three in the tie. It's off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by the Gainesville Bulldogs. They can take their time now. Three-point lead. Minute 45 to go. They get it across the timeline to McGee. McGee will hold it and feed over now to Harmon. Harmon. Defended by Ryland Steele. Draws the double team. Ooh, almost a steal by Cockrum. But McGee got it for Gainesville. Got it over to Alms. Alms back to McGee. Back to Alms. Trying to post up Hamilton down low. Now they go high post for Wise. Wise kicks it outside. And it's off the Bulldogs and out of bounds. Alms couldn't hang on. And Alton's got it back with down by three. Dillon Wayland down to the game. Cole Trantham checks in. You know what Cole's checking in for? To shoot the threes. Hit three of them in the game already. Alton, Ryland Steele up the middle of the floor. Gives it out front. Now around to Trantham. Trantham on the left side wing. He looks to penetrate. Pulls up with a jumper. It's blocked by McGee. McGee with a blocked shot, and Gainesville's got the ball back. Alms crosses the timeline. Now gets fouled by Ryland Steele. That'll be foul number three on Ryland. And it'll send number 10, Wyatt Alms, to the free throw line. Alms has scored 7 points this afternoon. Gainesville led by Easton McGee with 28. Alms led by Ryland Steele with 27. What a game this has been. 1:02 to play in overtime. And Gainesville up by three. This could be the first upset of the first round. Free throw is up. Front end 1-1 is good. for Wyatt Alms. Now with 8 points in the game, Alms, the senior, stepping to the free throw line and nailing a free throw. Second one is up, and it is good. Alms hits them both, and that's a 5-point gainful lead. Bulldogs pull off the full court pressure. They bring the ball up the floor. Ryland Steele spins in the lane, pulls up with a jumper off the front rim. No good. Rebound is going to be out of bounds. It will be Alton Comet basketball. Gainesville had a hand on the ball and landed out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball down under the bucket with 52 seconds to play. Down by five. We're in overtime. Comet looks inbound. Got to hurry. Got it into Corey Miller. Miller out to Trantham. Oh, and Trantham fell down. Trantham made the catch and spun and has injured himself. I don't know what he did, but he went down immediately when he caught that ball. Wow, Cole Trantham and Coach Caruso immediately out to help his big man who went down, and I think he just that pivot foot, I think he has twisted an ankle. We hope so. Wow, Cole Trantham coming off the floor here. He made the catch. When he spun away from the defense, that ankle buckled on it. So Gainesville will get the ball back. Alton will inbound it here. Dylan Whalen has to go into the game for Alton. Gainesville trying to get it in. Got to hurry. Oh, almost a five-second call. They got it in, and now a foul. Number 11, Carter Wise, will go to the free throw line. He was fouled by number 12, Landon Huckabee. And a couple of free throws here probably ices a win. 5-point Gainesville lead. The Bulldogs looking to advance into the quarterfinal round, play at 4:30 tomorrow against the winner of the Mansfield-Dora game. And the first free throw for Wise is good. Wise with 9 points in the game. Looking to become the third Bulldog in double figures here. First one is up, and it is good. Wise with 10. 7-point Gainesville lead. Comet coming the other way with the ball. If I was them, I'd just get out of the way. Comet get it down to Miller. He scored. Oh, he missed it. Down under the bucket. Ball wouldn't drop for Corey Miller, but he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul is on number one. That is John Harmon's. Will be his fourth. And Corey Miller shooting with 43 seconds to go. 7-point deficit for the Alton Comets, who have only scored 2 points in the overtime period. Gainesville scored eight, and the first free throw is no good for Corey Miller. Corey with 10 points on the day, shooting for number 11, trying to make it a 6-point game, and he missed it. Rebound, Hambleton. Hambleton will be fouled immediately by, well, Huckabee and Steele were both there. We'll see who the officials give it to. They call it on either one. They call it on Landon Huckabee. And walk down the other end, and big Andrew Hambleton will be at the free throw line, trying to add to his 15-point total and add to the 7-point lead. Hambleton at the line will shoot two. That was the 10th team foul. Both teams are in the double bonus. Free throw is up and good for Hambleton. Hambleton with 16 for Gainesville and will shoot for number 17 here. Big number 35, Hambleton, Andrew Hambleton, just a junior. Good player. That one is up and good. And Alton will inbound the ball. Ryland Steele races up the floor. His team down by nine. Got in the corner to Cockrum for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound Hambleton with 33 seconds to go. Hambleton dribbles away from traffic. Alton not fouling here. They're just going to let it go. Harmon's with it. Feeds it down in the corner. 9-point deficit, 22 seconds to go, and the Comets have called off the foul. They're going to settle for dropping into the loser's bracket. It'll play tomorrow morning. Gainesville with it, 12 seconds to go. So the first upset of the Cabool Holiday Tournament is going to go to the Gainesville Bulldogs. 5 seconds to go in the game. And Gainesville just holding it, and the Alton Comets go down to defeat today in overtime, 79-70. The Gainesville Bulldogs with the win over the Alton Comets here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. So Alton will drop in the 10:30 game tomorrow morning. They will play Winona at 10:30 in the loser's bracket, and Gainesville